Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Folks, welcome to the Working Class Podcast with me, Gavin, and Nabo Slice, and with two cracking guests on the day. But first, we want to announce our sponsors. Go ahead, Slice.
Proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity, Tan and Salon at the top of the White Rack Road, state-of-the-art sunbed facility. Get up and check them out. You would be stupid not to.
And our other special sponsor is
R Kings, the best competition page in the world by Country Mail. You have more of a chance of winning on R Kings than any other competition page because it's strictly north and south of Ireland based. You've got Lamborghinis, or houses for sale, Fiaris, PlayStations, holidays, you name it. It's our 29p, 49p. Get on the ball. The deals are amazing. So shout out to R Kings and Boutique Infinity, Tan and Salon.
Get yourself a wee LeGras, will
you? Oh, aye. Friendly sponsored by the main man. It's LeGras here.
Means with love.
And as well, where we're at, Certified as well. If you want to check Certified out, check them out. We'll put the link below. But enjoy the podcast. We'll have on today the main man, the myth, the legend himself, Conor Burns. What's happening? Oh, wait. We have a bigger legend sitting next to you, son.
Hello, John Hay.
John Hay, the man.
Welcome in, John boy.
Good to be here again, lads. Good to be here. Oh, that's a Jesus. That's Roberto, you're fucked.
Yeah, some I've seen on Roberto him. Training. I've seen him doing a part this week.
So, in case anyone doesn't know, this is our cameraman, John Boy, sat behind a screen for fucking...
Editor, producer, 50 fucking episodes. Wrangler.
Burnsy, it's her first birthday today. So, we're all... That's why...
I want to say it.
We're with a special announcement here, folks.
West Belfast people and North Belfast people, we want to wish Gavin, Nimble Slays, and John Hay...
And the Burns.
And the Roberto McConlin... Gemma McGrath and
all our guests
like
Elvis.
Just everyone, just all everyone, because you'll be here all day.
Podcast. We want to wish us all a happy first birthday tonight. It's our first birthday tonight, guys. The Working Class Podcast, first birthday ever tonight, guys. Yeah. Get your birthday cards up and all your messages.
Put loads of money in them. Bring them up this.
Get them on the YouTube channel and our TikTok pages.
Spotify.
And our Patreon page. Get them all on. Just and support the Working Class Podcast.
Yes, Burnsy.
Keep supporting it and we need to win this.
Vote for best the best in the West.
So it is our first birthday today and I thought it'd be a good idea to bring all the lads together. Celebrate a first party together. So, what's it like to have John Boy sit beside you, Burnsy, instead of sitting over there?
You never actually get to sit beside him on the sofa. You're always just looking at him or behind the desk.
Me and Burnsy spend most of our time behind her, watching the Chinese.
Sit behind the camera.
You're like a director and a producer these days, too. No, relax. See, you, no, don't you be shouting over the top of him. Just you sit there and you be quiet. And going, you know what? This guy's got his head screwed on.
And I want to say, our team. Of the team Burnsy crew and the Burnsy team for my fight night for the 19th of July. We're gonna knock out Roberto Pancake Face and Rubber Nose Loosely. LEWSLEY. And then Una Rax is gonna be fighting Emma Pancake Face and Rubber Nose Swindell.
Burnsy,
so everybody come and support the
Burnsy, can I ask you something?
Not the red team.
Can I ask some Burnsy? Is there a wee bit of chemistry between you and Emma or something? Because seeing that chat, you're always going back and forward and talking about leather skirts and leather sofas. Do you know what I'm on about? Yeah, we're just keeping the chat.
What stays in? What happens in the group chat stays in the group chat.
So we're in our group chat. We're all the fighters. And Burnsy's obviously changed the name from Class Boxing to Conor Burns.
Well, here, I got the whole 700 messages the other day.
You put that mute there. So
I got it. I actually did. I got it.
Many.
I think I got like 400. And fuck, mate, I felt like a badge of honor. It felt like a badge of honor. I just saw 10, 19, 15, 19, 15. So I just went around the whiteboard and I read every one of them.
When was that from?
The one day.
How back do you go to get them messages?
From December, January, February, March, April, May, June, and then started July once so stopped you coming in.
I was buzzing that you finally got my number. I woke up this morning where we voice note there, we picture, we 700 messages myself here, me, fuck me, yes, guys up. You're up before anyone's up. I wake up at about 8 o'clock in the morning. He's up at 6:30. Has everyone up texting him with the messages going out to the family and the waiter circles, the whole lot. God bless him. I'll ring you again in the morning. I'll get in the army.
Burnsy, who do you fancy for? Obviously, your fate, you're going to say yourself. Who do you fancy for?
I can't say myself because we know who we need to bring in on board. Sean Green's bookies or Ladbrokes bookies on board.
I speak to the bookies.
I'm taking bets. All bets.
For our fight in the damage.
Burnsy, I love you to bets, but I'm betting on Roberto.
The press conference and the weigh-ins is on the 8th of July in the damage. Guys, so get up yourselves and watch and give us a big cheer to every fighter that's going in.
Yeah,
it's the biggest face off, like me and Roberto, and then Emma Swindell and Una Rocks, and then Stephen Tupac already, all Lemons,
Marty Doc.
And we want to say farewell to our best mate,
SP.
SP Free the World guy. I can't believe you pulled out, guy.
SP, for anybody, a bit of context in the way SP is pulled out of the fight. It was due to health reasons. He was attacked on Sunday night. We were all at a christening, and he was in the town, and he was attacked by a taxi driver. I'm not going to go into full details because it's a bit of an ongoing thing, but he was badly concussed, and he's had to ruin himself.
Well, Burnsy, he doesn't always pull it because he's going to be a Danny. Did you know what?
Congratulations to SP as well.
Congratulations, SP. Free the word, man.
Say, are you going to a christening or what? You come with me?
Oh, hi.
100%.
He's having the wee. What is
here, the best of West. Boy. Everybody.
Oh, hi. That's right. When's the podcast?
I'm telling you now.
When's the podcast out? Next
Monday. This Monday, come on.
What day is Monday?
Monday is, I think today is like, what, the 18th? So
Monday, yes, right. Everyone, do us a favor. We're going to put the link in the description. After this podcast, pop over to the... we'll put those at Downingtown News. Best in the West. Go on, vote the Working Class Podcast. And while you're there, give us a wee subscribe.
Support the locals.
Helps the lads, you know what I mean? Help us.
It's something small for you, but it's something big to us.
Help Nimble Slice. Help Gavin Burnside. Help John Hay. Help Gemma McGrath and wee man Crawford and Mick Hanlon and other guests coming in here. Please come and help us out. And we will help you.
Yes, good man. Here, I want to say as well, we're not going to go into no shit here. We'll put a bit of a statement out on TikTok. And I want to just say, because we got so much messages from the people on Derry, I worded that very well.
We love the people on Derry.
I said it wrong.
I want to say thank you for all the messages you've came towards me. I love you so
much. God bless the people.
I worded it wrong about Derry. Derry's a beautiful city and... these are all legends.
We love you. We'll be coming to you soon. God bless you.
A relay podcast down there.
100%. I'll be a good
Burnsy, would you jump on the relay then, would you? If we do a relay podcast, would you come on as a guest or a host? Or
a host one? Do the host one. Aye, better off doing the host.
Oh, I want to be ready for Burnsy.
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean?
You go down or you'd be like Cristiano Ronaldo walking through
there. Yeah, boy. I'd have to imagine he was like Cristiano Ronaldo.
I know, you were. Yeah, what was your favourite tattoo?
I wasn't allowed to see it because the bouncer, the one I know from Manchester, says, "Can't you weren't allowed to see it."
Was you know about the one on your man's leg? The one of you.
That's a bouncer. Here, what do you think of all our tattoos, Burnsy? Working class podcast.
For all about it, nice, getting his leg done, and then John, you're being sick and doing
hair. Yeah, I mean, you say. I turn around. John was white as a goat.
John, but here, he's lucky he wasn't really bad that night.
Bit of context.
He's all right now. He's came around from it.
We were all getting our working class podcast tattoos. And we looked around. I got mine finished. Then John Boy was up next. So I went down, had a smoke, walked back up, and I come up with John Boy sitting like that.
Half the tattoo done, half it not done.
His t-shirt
sitting
off,
in a different booth.
No tap on, sweat beating off him.
I'm going to put the camera on each one of these, especially Burnsy. You can see how much they're laughing. It was funny, like, but it wasn't until Slice. Burnsy took care of me. Gam couldn't give a fuck.
Gam was like, I had an idea.
I think
this would be funny, mate. Always do a fake laugh, right? Until one of us starts really laughing, right? So yeah, everyone, mate, do you know how to fake laugh? Like, so you don't know how to fake laugh. He's like, ha ha. Do you know what I mean? Right, everyone do it, right? And we'll see if anyone starts laughing.
See if this gets awkward. I can cut that out. The fuck.
Wait, Burnsy, wait till we do this. Right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
See if I stoned down, I could probably laugh. Just
I need a smoke.
Laughing.
I need a good smoke.
Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a fresh slice. No joints. Look at
holy
this man.
Fuck.
Hope these are proud of me.
I'm slayed down his chair here, fuck's sake.
Also, folks, our noise is out Monday. Just gonna say,
and I just want to say, fuck. She killed the Glenveigh Special News Group. GLENVEIGHSPECIAL
What are you spelling?
School. Show your support for the working class podcast. Best in the West. Please show your full support. Get it serious.
Burnsy, what do you think of mixed beer? Do you think it's nice?
Mixed beer is great. That is great.
It is alright, isn't it? Well, do you know what that means? Look, that means with love in Irish. But it spells lager. Because that's what it is. That's smart, isn't it?
See, for one thing, guys, I just want to mention a Norby thing.
Go ahead.
See if any nice ladies under age of 30 or 39 or over 40s, please come forward if you want to come into our working class podcast. We want to show some respect to you all.
100%.
And we will make you feel welcome into this studio. And I'm telling you that now. We will introduce ourselves to you and you just come in here and you just get talking to you with Gavin. And if any of you want to talk to me off the camera, come and speak to me.
Fucking great, Burnsy. That's hard stuff, mate. Could you get us a good couple of guests? Because you're the man.
I can get Eamon Holmes and get...
Eamon Holmes followed us on Instagram.
And then get Alexander Berkshire, Cole, Wayne Rooney, Colleen Rooney.
Tell us this, right? Because we know you're on the TikTok ladies and we've been trying to get this person for a week. And we want you to come on with her. Mm-hmm. Amy Braniff. Can you get her on?
I can ask for it.
Could you get her on for us?
Yeah, I can ask her.
We've been trying to get her on. There's a few guests that we've been sought after and we haven't really got them, but they will come on eventually. Crosshatch, we haven't forgot about you two either, big man.
And I just want to say thank you to Nula from Raw Meal for her wee taps that she gave me and Roberto the night. Team Burnsy in the blue corner and then the red team in the red corner with the Roberto taps. And I can't wait to get my next taps off Nula from Raw Meal. She's the nicest girl. I used to work with her.
Ever meet in your life?
Up Mollusk. Nicest girl you'll ever meet.
Burnsy.
For Vamprate.
Get your tickets in Vamprate now. Good man, John. Getting that plug in there.
Oh, always 19th of July.
Mate, what's it like fucking editing all them videos? Is it?
I've seen you at your highest and your worst moments. Like, I'll tell you that. You get drunker as you go. It's funny as fuck.
Some cunt commented. So someone commented last week. Was like, oh, you can tell he's wiped out. Definitely not. There's drinking
no
all.
Drugs ever
I was
consumed on this podcast.
I was drinking. So we started that podcast 12 o'clock. The way we done it, we had, you don't see it, it was a lot of a cutout. But we recorded, and then like an hour later, recorded our 15 minutes, an hour later, and we recorded with like 8 different people. And I was drinking from 12 right up to 8. So by the last time you seen it, I was fucking hammered.
Guys, I want to say thank you to Label Slays, Gavin and John Boy, for this working class podcast tap. And I love it.
Thank you, mate.
You're welcome.
Burnsy.
Yeah. Wouldn't have been a birthday without you here,
you know,
big
you're part of the furniture. You're part of the podcast, mate. You know what I mean? You're here every week.
I think it's a year ago. This is all I was just thinking. Like, even shouting out Certified, LeGras, Arkins.
You wouldn't have had all this. That you wouldn't have thought
20,
that this 20 time last year,
weeks
Cam.
Ago, wouldn't have thought that. Like,
we've got lot of sponsors on board. We've gained a lot of fans, a lot of people support
and
us. A lot of people love us. And... Go ahead, Burnsy. You want
and
to say
I'm
something?
Actually looking sponsors to come forward for my fate.
Yo, James Conway's going to sponsor you, him
I
and
know,
Zebra.
But I need sponsors for my shorts to be put on because I've got Ross from my WhatsApp. He's going to put sponsor. He's one of my sponsors, but I need other sponsors from the Adam Road area, like bars or hotels.
What about the Sloanes? Well, I'd say
the Sloanes or
the Sloanes, they sponsor.
The,
I'd say them, man.
What do you call that?
Dolby uniform logo.
What do you call it?
Where?
That hotel.
Where?
No, the hotel term.
Balmoral?
No, not Balmoral, the other one. The hotel term.
The Europa?
No, not Europa, the other one.
I know that.
What do you call it?
Oh, Grand Central.
The Grand Central. Sponsor me, please, for my fight night, and I want you to do it, please. Be much appreciated.
So what's been the crack with you anyway, Burnsy? You've been alright this weekend, have you?
What?
I seen you were out Saturday and Sunday, and you were out all day Sunday, and 6 o'clock in the morning you were ringing me to get me up, and I was getting the shade up for school. How do you not get hungover, mate? How do you not get hungover?
Have you up the crack at dawn?
Yeah, oh. Clicks loud.
So I have to go down and get my burn every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Really?
I am via a wee bit.
Like,
I wish I could get up that early, but there's just something. See, when I wake up for a piss about 5 o'clock in the morning, that should be me up and at it. And I just go, nah, I can lie here for an hour. We are here.
What's your routine, Burnsy? So you get up 6 in the morning, get ready, I'd head down to grab Roberto.
Be up at 6:30 and then he'll ring me, say, right, for 7:30, say, right, come down, get me down to City Hall, walk him to work.
Do you get tortured walking through that town?
Oh, tortured. Me and Roberto gets tortured.
Does he get what to do, though?
I heard the stories.
Like, see anyone stories. Who's who knows Burnsy, and when you see him in the street, fucking leave him alone. It'd be nice to him.
But me and Gavin was walking from that street door the other day.
The West Circular Road,
beside Highfield. And I want to ask the parents of the Highfield, beside the West Circular Road, to be aware of their kids who are with their hoods up and face coverings on, and do something about their phones. Take their phones off them.
Knock it in the head, folks.
Spitting on my face and all.
Did they?
Aye, yeah. My bollocks.
But they're coming off the buses down the Adam Road.
Can I ask you a question? So, this podcast has been on for a year. What's been your favourite episode?
All of them.
Good answer.
Great answer. Good answer. Great.
All of them.
Yeah.
See, watching you and myself coming in here and helping you out to try and get things up and running.
Yeah.
Try and get guests in and get them to know them well.
It's hard to
understand. Who's your favourite?
Belfast.
My favourite.
People from Dublin.
I don't know. I could do a top three. I could definitely do a top three.
Wait, Burnsy, wait there.
People from France, all over.
Wait,
try and get them known.
Slice is going to answer us. Because if we all talk at once, it fucks the audio up.
Yeah. So, my top three guests, I would say Mick has to be up there.
That's a good shout.
Jim McCann.
Nor good show.
Jazz?
Yeah.
Jazz.
That one was brilliant. And it's hard one. I feel like if I might let somebody down, I would say this, but I like Big C. Big C
is good.
Yeah. Was very good.
Big
yeah.
C was very,
between
very
Big
good.
C and Gemma.
I didn't mean disrespect her in front of Roberto when I went back on my live on my phone and I shouldn't have done it. And I'm sorry, Gemma. I have to hold up my hands in front of you, love. So, Gemma McGrath, if you're watching this, I'm sorry, love.
Burnsy, I hope that's all you're doing.
If any ladies who know me from Roberto's live, and I love you all, and I can't thank you enough for coming in with legs, you've been sending me and him and Gavin, Nemo Slice and John Boy on our pages.
Send me them all.
Thank you.
Send them all again. It's our first birthday tonight, so
keep them.
Get the cards up, get the money up, tap your grannies,
get
us a carry out and a cake. Do you know who my favourite is? Well, I don't. My three would be Stilo. I like Stilo. I love Stilo.
Stilo was actually good. Him and Gerard
and both times.
Rest in peace. He's been on. But what was the other
game?
Do you know one of my favourite ones was we had Burnsy, Greyman, and Coley B. That was funny as fuck.
I forgot about that.
That was such an episode.
I think for comedy ways, that was probably up there. Like,
you want to wish us first happy birthday, son?
The Bin Man.
I was one of my favourite one.
Go ahead, John Boy.
Wee Miles was my personal favorite. He's the only one who's ever watched the podcast before it went out, and that was because me and him sat chilled out watching.
Called up,
fucking called
up
deers
to watch that.
We watched it twice. He was raging. He was like, "Can you not put more on?" I was like, "Nah, lad, it's done. It's done. Like we're not. It's done."
I was watching a video. It came up on my TikTok. The video mall in my house. It was like whoop on gang gum style. And
you got there with the two hands.
Oh,
we do this, so we do. That's where we do that. Mal
McBurney.
We're Mal's legend.
Rest Mal's one.
Did you ever meet Mal first?
Yeah. I've met Mal loads of times.
Rest in peace.
Whiskey and weight.
He's a legend. He's
whiskey
a
and weight.
We all miss the guy. So we're
I feel like you can't really do a top three. You have to do a top five, like, because there's been about 40 odd guests.
But
I want to pay my respects to Nabo Slice and Gab sitting here. Malin McBurney, our hearts go with you.
Yep.
We can't stop thinking about you and just need to let the wee lad rest now.
You're 100%.
He's in God's loving arms and in God's loving care, and God called him in a special place. And he's up there partying away. He's up there flying in the sky. Look at the angels coming down saying, right, guys, go on with your life.
Yeah.
Go and smash it.
Good man, Burnsy.
You know what I want to ask you, Burnsy?
And Mom McBurney doesn't want to see your heads dropping down up the way for
him. Good man.
To keep him going.
You know what I want to ask you, Burnsy? Would you sit on with Emily Collins? That's an old personal favourite of mine.
I wonder why. Why would
that be your favourite, mate?
Mate, because I don't know, the madness that came from it all. I think personally it's my favourite because when I named it, I think it's personally funny as fuck.
Well, it's your favourite for something else.
I loved Carrie Ann's one. Carrie Ann's one was an underrated one.
Mate, you're going to go through them all because you can't chat. No one, we'll just go through it.
But no, but there has been, like, I'm not trying to put anybody down in any regard, but see when I added them, this man's first one, fucking brilliant. Honest to God, you knew it was something brilliant and he was brilliant. Do you know what I mean? And then see each one, I'll text Gavin beforehand, be like, right, this one's going to be good, or I like this one. Half the time we've been stroked. Like, even we've been stroked a few times. We thought we were going to upload it and maybe it wasn't going to do as good, and it did gangbusters.
Keep giving his legs and keep sure.
You can't really predict it, can you? Like, people just like different. Like, sometimes you get the best guest on the podcast, dress fucking shit.
Us, they'll talk for a good 10
minutes. And then you get someone like Jim McCann, no one knows, and get demons on, and it's fucking.
Well, you always did say that, though. That was you that you did. You says that for a while. And then it was when you bumped into him in the bar.
I bumped into him and saw it again at Danny's.
Really?
He stood all right. Stuff. He was like, fuck me. Like, I didn't realize your podcast was that big. He goes, all the kids in the school, the parents. It was just everywhere I went. My phone has not stopped. He goes, I just want to thank you again because it was fucking absolutely. That week was mad. His booking all sold out. It was I was glad to hear it. That's the part of the working class podcast, Burnsy.
I just want to say a big shout out to my sister Christine and my nephew Darren and wee Christine.
Shout out Christine.
And I want to give my mum and dad a big shout out.
John Boy.
Who have been looking after me from day one.
Mama Burns.
Whenever I was born. So,
good man.
And I want to thank my other side of the family from the Margaret's here, Shannon McCartan, Cheree, and our.
Where did you want to be?
And our Michael and all. I want to give you a big shout out.
No, I mean.
From the Margaret's.
Volumes, my family. So we're all thinking of you today. Stay strong as you can. Keep
me
going.
Water,
keep going on with your life. And Michael Dickie McCartan be looking down on you, and he'd be looking down on our flow, and he'd be looking down on our Sean McCartan Burns up in heaven as well. And let them two rest and up there and let them fly high up in the sky and party.
Oh, I folks, so I broke myself see 2 weeks ago.
Do you want to shut her out?
Nope. Do you want to talk about your favorite points where I've put it?
I don't like to put people on blast like that, so just keep it ringing.
Probably did you watch the podcast?
I think so, hope so.
And you're a lucky woman.
Comment and make yourself know.
I want to give a big shout out to Nan McCarthy and his missus, and to Jennifer McCrory, Alison Payne, Alison Martin, Victoria Brown, and Victoria Clemens, and Mr. to Artie Cahoon, and to all the bus drivers of Glenvey, and to all the teachers of Glenvey Special Needs School,
all the children,
and to all the kids' parents as well watching this. We all love you to bits. Yep. Thank you for the support that you've done for us.
We all are McCauley, part of the Glenvey Cody McCauley, family.
Thank you for your support as well. Thank you.
So, Burnsy, fucking speak to me. What's the crack with you? Fuck off.
Fake off.
You were saying the fireman were taking pictures earlier on.
What
happened? Was
it your car? Regular Burns car?
Yeah, was there a car on fire? Did you tell me?
There was a car crash down the bottom of Springfield Road. Saved the fire station.
Was there actually, but? Because sometimes you not on
all the glass was all the front window screen was all smashed.
What car was it? What kind of car, do you know?
Cassette. Yeah. Like the 2000 was Thomas Ader.
Fucking. That's my job, man.
My heart goes out to that girl and them 2000, and I'm glad they're not dead, but. See your car. I'm sorry, the fireman sat there. They should have helped you out.
Burnsy, can I ask you a question? What does your ideal girl look like?
Blonde hair.
Right. So what's the hair, right? Face?
Just pretty. Pure, normal, pretty dick.
Pretty looking, right?
Garlic.
So after face.
Makeup or no makeup?
Yeah, no makeup.
For when you get the hair to hair, what do you reckon? Double D's?
I don't know.
Double F's?
I don't know.
Do you not care?
I don't care.
Pancakes?
Are you a tits or a hole man?
Shush.
I tell you mine, like,
what are you?
I like an ass, but I'm not.
Can't say it.
Domain of Sanitary's like, sorry, I actually don't know there's kids from Glen Bay Watson.
But there's no kids from Glen Bay Watson.
Yeah. You're watching Connor, like, remember we used to watch fucking, what'd you call it, Michael, whatever it was, School Around the Corner. Remember, do you remember School Around the Corner? School Around the Corner, just that.
I don't remember.
We all School Around the Corner.
We all School Around the Corner.
Fuck off.
With Frank Mitchell and Paul Clark.
No way. See, I'm good. That's why I should come on the pod. Right, School Around the Corner.
What do you used to do? You used to sit in the water.
There's just no fucking...
Used to call around to people's houses or something.
It was Children Needing It. In the UTV building, and really? Frank Mitchell, I got on him, and he brought us on, him and Paul Clark, and him on.
We never got on.
Wait there, Burnsie, I wanted to ask you.
What do you call him? Julian? No, him, Julian.
Julian, I wasn't fucking... but Burnsie, can I ask you something?
What?
Have you seen a video on TikTok? You were on the news talking to fucking... What do you call him from the 105?
Johnny Hero.
How did you get on that news show? Have you seen the video?
No.
It's a video of Sun Coast Radio and it's just Birdie saying going, yes, they need to be wearing
Mitchell, the Frank Mitchell.
They need to be wearing the masks. They're not wearing the masks. It's how the fuck do you get on the radio?
Because I was COVID.
But how did you get on it?
Because I have their number on my phone.
Did they let you on?
And then your phone on the WhatsApp? No.
That phone's worth a fortune.
I swear to fuck. I come up my TikTok, Connor Burns on the radio.
105.
Jesus.
Stickies rang up.
You are an operator, big man.
Your mom was like, yes, and Burnsie's going, yes, they're keeping it.
You know, I want to ask Q Radio, Grania, who is on TikTok, can you ask your staff to show their full support for our press conference and weigh-ins and our fight night on the 19th of July and on the 8th of July up in the Dadmish? Please ask them to show their support. And I want to ask Cooley FM to show their support on their radio. For the 8th of July for our press conference and weigh-ins.
Thank you.
Burnsie, as you know, we and Slice are away to Ibiza this week. So me and Slice are away to Ibiza. What were you looking to do while we're away? Glad the people know.
I'm going to be covering shifts for Gavin Burns and Lambo Slice while they're away in Ibiza. Me and John's going to be taking over.
Yep.
And if any guests want to come on our show in the Working Class Podcast, please mail me or drop a mail to wee John Hay, or if you want to mail Gavin or one of us, please come and say to us and we will ask any questions you want and DM us on TikTok or even drop us on Snapchat or Facebook or Instagram. Please get in contact with us.
We're starting our own podcast.
I need to say to you, mate, you look well around ears, Lord.
He is. He's like a new man. You look 29 these days, son.
Is that herb's getting long, like?
I'm only 38, Liam.
You only look 29. You had haircuts, son.
I'm coming 40 in February the 12th.
Where are we going for?
Don't know. Roberto wants to do something.
I want to do something for your birthday. I say we pack a cases and head off somewhere. Dubai, somewhere sunny.
I'm not going to Dubai. Not a mission.
Right, we'll go to Santa Ponsa for your birthday.
What about Thailand? Do you like her?
No. Just Santa Ponsa. It's a proper
part. I think if you went to Thailand, you wouldn't come back, big man.
Uh-huh. That part's good, like.
Tell me. You'd stay in Thailand.
Are you John, all the fucking lady boys, mate?
All the lady boys, all smoke you want, everything you want, cheapest chips.
No, you can't smoke what you want. You're caught smoking grass over you're gone. You're in a sale overnight.
Gambling's legal.
Isn't that right, Bert? You're in a sale overnight.
That's right, you get bananas. Ah, you get bananas.
Burnsie, you're in a sale overnight. Remember you says that there?
Oh, why?
But the gorilla.
I watch all the jails and all on YouTube. You're not up in there, you don't come out.
Burnsie, tell us this. Do you watch the podcast?
Yeah.
Do you actually sit and watch
I sit and watch every last one of them.
Here, do you ever watch Outdoor Boys?
I feel sorry for a friend
was on Sean McCullough's podcast yesterday, and I'm going to ask her to come on here with me, and if she wants to come on, let us know, please.
Burnsie, why don't you ask Sean to come on me?
I wouldn't be bad.
Sean McCullough, if you want to come on my podcast, the Working Class Podcast, with me, please let us know, or get that girl with blonde hair to come on with me, if you can't ask her. If any other girls or fellas is on that show with Sean McComb, please come forward to the Working Class Podcast and I make it feel welcome to this podcast. And I'm not sitting landies.
Burnsie, who is the blonde? Who is it?
Was it her McComb had on?
Was her, she was on with Jared?
No.
Megan?
No.
Reno?
No.
The blonde hair girl, we watch her on Sean McComb's page.
Mentality, is it?
No, fuck no.
Well, the blonde girl, I know who you're on about, and she was, I think she's from Derry too, is she?
I'm not too sure.
Is she not Diamond?
Talk me through your training.
I was meant to go back to training tonight, but Dee has been very quiet lately. Dee Wallace needs to get up and pull his finger out of his backside and start getting on taxes more to me and Natasha Louise. Instead of sitting behind a phone and being all quiet, I don't know why you're not talking, Justy, on our WhatsApp group for this training sessions. This is only 5 weeks now to get in for this training sessions. Everybody's putting an effort into it.
I've seen Roberto's been in,
but I need to start putting my weight now. So if you can come in now with Natasha Louise and wee Jerry McCann, get your finger out of your backstage now. Jerry McCann, you're an Orban. Get your finger out of your backstage and help.
I just think, because I know what strength I think Roberto's going to do you in. I don't want him to do you in, but I think...
I'm going to come out. It's the next Anto Kukachi.
Yep.
I seen Anto today.
Listen, I love you.
And I want to ask Anto Kukachi to come out and bring his bells with him and come out and walk me out with a couple of ladies, with Jennifer McCrory and Leanne McCauley and Clodagh, Alison Payne and Alison Martin from Glenveigh School, and be my fight night. And I'm bringing Dylan Haggett, my wee school friend's family, and his wider family circle, and bringing Frankie Crothers' family together. I'm going to get a top done tomorrow with me and Frankie's face on it, and then I'm going to get the other top done with Dylan Haggett's face on the other top for the fight night, and then getting buckets done. So if anybody wants to donate money for Dylan Haggett's family, wider family circle, and Frankie's brother's family, feel free, please.
But here, see if anything ever happens to us, like, will we remember? Sure, like, Burnsy, make sure of it, wouldn't he?
See, sometimes when I'm laying in bed stoned out before I go to sleep, I'd be like, wonder what's going to happen when I die at my funeral. Who's going to rack up? No, you'll have it covered. See, when I die, I'm putting you in charge of my funeral. You're making sure everything goes and runs well.
Yes, you're not going to die. Trust me, you're not.
That's good to know, Percy.
I'm not letting him go either.
What about me?
Right.
Yeah, what about you? Yo, what about me, Percy?
I know.
Am I going to die?
Just call me. You're not going to die.
Not anytime soon.
I'm going to live forever.
I'm going to live to 90.
Seeing 1,000, 100 years, people will still be able to go on and watch us talking on the Working Class Podcast.
But there'll be no hard to be watched it. Ever. They'll be watching it on some sort of glasses. They'll just go, it's just in their head.
Oh, I never watched Black Mirror.
Black Big Spookies or Sean Green Spookies from Yadam Road or Sean Green.
Yeah, I would love to.
Burnsy, yes, we're going to show that. Can I ask you something? Burnsy, do you believe in aliens?
No.
Do you not? Do you?
I can't say no.
I believe in spurts. I believe that we're aliens.
No, we are aliens. Of course.
I know you love aliens.
I do. I love Graham Hancock too.
Graham Hancock is the man.
Yes, he said, do you know how the pyramids, did you know how the pyramids were made?
No.
How do you think they were made?
I don't know. Slaves.
Do you know what the pyramids are?
No.
Do you ever get in Egypt and they're like
triangle thing in Egypt and the big pyramids.
How do you think they got there? Well, so Graham Hancock says that for...
Hello? What's happening? Num? I'll ring you in 20 minutes.
Bye. All right, so I think that they were made... Now, it's going to sound mad. There's no slaves that could have moved these rocks.
Well, the one slaves,
you get whipped hard enough, mate, you can do anything.
No. Sound, right? There's some sort of way that they have done this by you can move things by sound. See if you put the right sound frequency on some. Do you ever see water? It shoots it out and it goes out all different ways. Things can be moved.
Do you want me to tell you how I think the pyramids were made? I think there's like sand, I guess. So I think they were carved down and then just dug down, so they're like digging down, and as they're digging down, like once they got down enough, then they made the pyramids out of like
left around it and dug down.
I think that's how it was. But then they're saying Graham Hancock says to get up one of them boulders that is so much tons to the top, you would need a ramp that's like maze long and it's just not physically possible.
They also have the technology to make them.
You need lasers to do it, but even back then, they have electric drills.
See, another thing today, right? I just picked up a wee thing, right? I just picked up two pieces from the TikTok page. I will never be removed from Gavin Burns, Label Slice, John Hay. Never. Or any of our podcast people who are our guests,
never.
I will never be removed from Amos. And nobody from our TikTok page will never disrespect me again.
Which is fair enough. You're allowed to express yourself.
I want to express my heart what I said today. my gifters on TikTok and Snapchat. Thank you so much, guys, for the support. I love you all.
Burnsy, I need to tell you. So we were on the Sloan's last weekend. I seen you with my own eyes going into a toilet where a female.
Oh.
And I seen it. No, I fucking did.
No comment.
No comment.
What was the crack, eh?
Nothing.
Do you want to run around here?
You be like, need to hold it. You be like me, Burnsy.
Vibrant, like, fuck you.
You don't
get yeah, 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 I mean it. This whole hand is... This whole
that's hand. Why you turn your phone on. You turn this phone on airplane mode. Your phone must just go constantly.
Yes, man.
And you give your fucking number out to anyone.
No, it's all like TikTok ones.
But here, does your head not be melted sometimes on the phone all the time?
It does, but see, talking to them.
Oh, that's good crack.
Who are Roberto's friends?
Yeah.
I love them to bits. Like people Justine love you. And all. And
here, you must have some memory on that phone.
McNichol and all, like Emma Kate and all, phone of me and Bax and all, phone of me and checking in on me and to see if I'm all right and stuff.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let anybody hurt me or disrespect me or anything on the TikTok or Snapchat or been on my phone calls because they hear everything that's been said.
They're well clued in.
They're well tuned into it all. And Mal's even tuned in with me as well.
Bernsie, do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have a dog called Lacey.
What type
what
of dog?
Kind, what kind?
It's like a wee Yorkie.
New Yorker. Have you ever, is that your first dog? Have you had any dogs before back in the day?
I've had Pally, but she died.
Mm. What came she?
Like a black and white.
I used to have a lizard when I was a kid.
My nephew loves lizards and he loves all them parts and all. Oh. He loves all them, talks back to him and all.
Would you ever hold a snake?
Darren, why are you going? All this here and all, and then says
the
sister.
What, the bird does?
Oh, copies what you say, doesn't it?
Molly Malone.
I only got the herd, and the next one starts winking and all.
They're smart birds.
The bird? Do you know this is true, Bill?
But it's my sister's ex-boy's bird. He owns him in his flat, and I swear to God, it talks back to you every single hour of the night.
Do you ever hear the one to order in the Chinese?
Yeah, good luck sleeping.
It talks, sounds like a West Belfast taxi man, the bird.
Hello.
Do you know you can actually learn a crow to speak? See, crows, they're the smartest birds in the world.
Oh, why? Do you ever see it with a bottle of water trying to get... So what they do is, I seen the videos.
The pebbles? When they can't get their beaks in?
Savers a bottle of water, Burnsy, and they can't get their beak into the water.
Yeah.
They get these wee stones and they drop it into the bottle. So the water fills up the top and then they can drink it. That's smart, like.
It is all right.
Did you know, Jersey Pringles, they're not allowed to be categorized as crisps.
Like, they're not crisps?
Because there's not enough potato in them to be a crisp. Yeah.
Aye, they're full of, what do you call it, MSG?
Sorry.
Go ahead, Burnsy, you work
away. No,
we're talking about Pringles.
I'm sorry for interrupting you two talking there. See our horse riding from Glenview School years ago?
Aye.
I swear to God, I love the horse riding.
But here,
wearing the wee helmets and wearing the black boots up your
shoulders. What kind of horse are you on?
Like a brown one.
I'd done a horse riding before, but I tell you what, my hole was fucking aching after.
Here, I'll tell you this. And John, here, Burnsy, I'll tell you this. John does some riding, but it's not on a horse. What about that one?
Sure, what about us? We were outside Tim Hortons yesterday, and he goes, my mate was walking past with his missus. And I went, well, what's happening, man? Oh, Burnsy, what's crack? And he goes, she's mine. Did you turn around? Well,
at the tattoo convention, I want to say, the guy Donal and to Danny,
big respect
for doing the tattoo on Paul Phillips' leg of my face on it. I can't thank you enough, and I want to say thank you to the girl coming on our show with us and
Zebra.
The bits.
Can you confirm Paul was 18?
Paul is 18 and he's 19 next month. Please do not disrespect Paul Phillips. He's one of my mates, and nobody will ever hurt him or take him away
how
from
how funny was it? He was black.
This
he's
podcast.
Yeah,
it'll not be
for those
this podcast must.
For those who didn't know Paul Phillips last week, I'm pretty sure you all know Paul Phillips this week. He's probably become a living
local slag.
He's
going to be walking down
with my face on it, with the love heart around it.
Yeah.
I see the girl who got my face on the side of her face at the tattoo convention,
and who got
my face on it.
Why got
spunk on her face?
The girl from Scotland.
Who got spunk on her face? You did?
No, she got my face on the side of her face.
Foxy Paul Burnley. Phillips was in the Dabney, in the Wait for It on Sunday night there, and there was people I could see taking videos of his leg, taking pictures of his leg. No, he was texting me going, I got tortured this Dabney.
He texted me like a local celebrity now. So, that just shows you the pull you have, Burnley. You know what I mean? You're genuinely the famous person in Belfast, in Northern Ireland, who is not like a celebrity.
Even Stuart Dahl.
You probably are more.
Stuart Dahl, Shrekin' Easy.
Julian Simmons.
Julian Simmons.
You'd be bigger names.
Carlane Stewart.
Carlane Stewart, my friend, who I got a sense of the radio. Pete what's Paul the crack, everybody? So that's going to be on my next top. But me and Roberto's already got the two first tops of the sense. So Carlane Stewart, if you're watching, we have still got the two tops. But the next one's going to be what's the crack, everybody? That one's your next.
Well, yes. Who is she?
She does the radio. You sent her.
Does she get you on? Would you do the radio? Oh, I think you would do it well.
You could be a good weatherman. I think you'd be good at the weather. Right, today, ladies and gentlemen, in Belfast, it's going to be 17 degrees.
See, my other friends, I want to say this. My other friends from BBC Blackstaff House, who is Steve Watson, who does the sports.
Right.
And to Mark Rullers, who's my other friend from it. I want to say thank you for talking to Joe Gormley a couple weeks ago. With your little on it, and I can't thank you enough. So if you can come out with me to my fight night with your cameras and do the interviews with me, that would be much appreciated. We're asking you to help us out, and we will help you. Yeah.
Burnsy, do you watch the news much?
No, not what? Really.
Nah.
But I only watch Steve Matson when he's doing the sports.
What do you think about all the Palestine and Israel?
Be Palestine.
The world's going mad. That's all I'm saying. The world is going mad. Ballymena's going mad. Portadown's going mad, Coleraine's going mad, Belfast is going mad, and Scotland's going mad. So is England. I don't blame people coming out from all different areas in Belfast and across the world.
But what for?
Because they're wanting to be like famous, but no, they're not. They're gonna go to jail for life. They're not going to
jail. You know about the rats, stuff is on.
Scoop.
Yeah.
They need to knock on the head.
So they need to knock on the head. I have friends who are on my mummy's side of the family who are Protestants, and I can't disrespect them.
Yeah.
And I love them as the bits, but I have friends from the Celtic side who go to Harbin school.
See, it's all not about Celtic and Protestant. See, they're ratting against illegal, or I don't know if it's legal, or immigrants.
Basically, they're racist attacks happening, and they were trying to disguise it as